Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, while some of these colleges seem to be trying to negotiate with the protesters, looks like a group of pro-Palestinian or anti-Israel protesters interrupted the commencement ceremony at the University of Michigan earlier on Friday. And unfortunately, folks, sometimes I hate being right all the time. We know that this kind of thing is going to continue. It's going to spread. It's not simply going to be confined to we're going to have an encampment. It's really, and especially at this time of year for these schools, as the commencement ceremonies are going to be, you know, starting up here, as we've just seen here in Michigan, they're going to see that as a group of people that they believe they can bullhorn and they can shout at and they can bang the drums and all this stuff, or the buckets. Probably just bang some buckets, I guess, and try to get their point across, which really has begun to morph, my friends, as we've been watching this throughout the week. And by the way, welcome to the weekend edition of the show, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning, as always. And if you're up with us early this morning on Saturday morning, you can give us a telephone call, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call in if you'd like to be part of the program. First-time caller line, 949-822-7959. See what I did there? Also, you can head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, and you can send us a direct message. You can also find out about the live streams, which are changing up as we head into next week. And then there's going to be some more stuff on the horizon here, and I hope to be able to tell you about that here pretty soon. But let me tell you this, though. We are glad to be here on this Saturday morning, because the stuff that's happening in our world, my friends, is absolutely 100% serious. And it's hard to sort of put all this in perspective. You know, we've gone through a lot of things before in this country over the last, you know, 2.5 centuries, basically. But and every single time, and I think they're different things at different times, and different threats, different responses, different sort of constructs of how we respond to these things. Even back in the late 1960s with the Vietnam War protests, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday with our good friend Frank Silvato from undergroundusa.com. It was a great discussion. You should definitely go over to kylewarrenshow.com, pick up the podcast from Friday's program to listen if you have that opportunity. But, you know, we were comparing these, you know, the Vietnam protests of that era with what's happening today. And there's some in the media that really try to draw those parallels. They try to draw these real similarities. But I don't really think that they are that similar at all. They were impactful, obviously, in the 60s. It was definitely divisive. There's no doubt about that at that time, depending on, you know, your station in life, whatever part of life you might have been in. You might have looked at things a little bit differently, depending. But what we're seeing right now with these kinds of protests, and I'm just going to let it all hang out on this. These kinds of protests, my friends, are much more of the ilk of there has been an infiltration of ideas, an infiltration of culture, an infiltration, again, of this notion that America is essentially bad. America has always been bad. You know, death to America and this kind of thing. Death to Israel. Because you have people that, for one reason or another, some think that it's cool to be part of the protests. I get that. Some people become true believers and they listen to these terror groups, to their sponsors, and they sort of get caught up in this sort of cult-like mentality that America has to be brought down and has to be brought to its knees. And so they go out there and they start protesting. But what they really don't understand is that they are protesting for a group of people called Hamas to continue to subjugate the people that are called Palestinians. And they're doing their dirty work for them. It really is mind-boggling to me that we see this happening on such a grand scale. The anti-Semitism that is also part and parcel of this. And make no mistake, those that are spreading this, and there are those in power, I think, those in the high up muckety mucks, that believe that if this can continue to be exacerbated, if it can continue, the flames can be stoked, then it's going to work again more for their political agenda. The chaos will continue to multiply. So you get chaos not only from these protests and the vandalism and all the other stuff that goes on, the clashing like we saw at UCLA and other places, but primarily this week, UCLA really was front and center because of these clashes that were happening out in the middle of the lawn and people throwing very heavy objects at one another, from what I could see on the video, coming to blows. Things that typically you would think, okay, that one could send somebody to the hospital. So it's definitely intense. But the chaos you get from the campus protests, the chaos you get from the open border, the chaos that you get from the rising crime, Adam Schiff, he had his luggage stolen in San Francisco. So maybe that'll just draw some more attention to it. I don't know. But anyway, I'm sure Adam Schiff was not happy. But the point being, in all seriousness, the chaos of all these things, crime, the border, the economy, the protests, the anti-Semitism, the constant hatred that is being promulgated serves the purpose of the far left and those who would seek to say, okay, the American experiment, that's over. We can't have that because it's just way too much. And we need to impose something. And guess what they might impose? Talk about stealing your democracy. Talk about establishing an authoritarian regime. We're seeing the ingredients of this stuff. And that's why we're standing against it. That's why we have programs like this, stations like this, networks like this. Folks, stay right there because we are coming right back.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy a $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him in foot.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So how was your day?
Walking in a lane.
You know, I'm sorry. Sometimes I get to cracking myself up here a little bit. You know, they say Friday's the new Monday. And sometimes it is. I'll tell you that much. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. And here we are early Saturday morning. We hope that you have a great weekend in store. Kentucky Derby is this weekend. We talked with Patrick Hyland a little bit about that on the Friday morning program. That's going to be exciting. And we'll know. By the time we get to the Monday edition, we'll know, of course, who won the Kentucky Derby. And it looks like it was raining a lot there when I was talking with Patrick early Friday morning. And so that means it could be a lot of mud, obviously, and that can change the dynamics of the race, I'm sure. So we shall see. We shall see. And we shall see all the hats. All the hats will be out there. And it should be a lot of fun. But once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. Head over to kylewarrenshow.com if you want to send us a direct message this morning. I want to say hi to Wally. Wally's writing in saying happy Saturday. Hey, Wally, happy Saturday. Right back at you, my friend. I'm so glad that you're up and listening with us here this morning. That is very, very cool indeed. You know, it's also cool hearing from Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon, up north, of course, from where I am here, far up north comparatively. But on the central coast of Oregon this morning, he says, good morning, Mr. Kyle. 49 degrees, heavy rain, as was predicted. Yesterday he was saying 100% chance for the next day. So 49 degrees, heavy rain, no protesters. So we are good. He says, have a great weekend, and thank you for a great week of broadcasting. Semper Fi Richard. Hey, Richard, thank you. Semper Fi right back at you, of course. And I got to tell you, I appreciate that so very much. It has been a great week, I think. You know, we do our level best. And, you know, if you let me take a moment, I'm just really always just so gratified. And it never ceases to just really make my day when, you know, we get such great messages from people. We get them during the show. We get them at other times during the day. And, you know, we hear from people at different parts of the country. We appreciate it. And it really does make my day. And much more than anybody probably knows. And so I just want to say a big thank you to everybody. You know, this is the best job in the world. And I have you to thank for that. I really do. And, you know, I know I've sort of said this before, but I think it bears repeating. You know, we're building a great radio community out there. And it's not your, I'll say this too, it's not your standard issue radio community. You know, we're talking about things in the overnights that I don't think anybody else really is doing in the way that we do it. I think that certainly, you know, we try to have a mix of things on the program, a mix of the news, of some humor, you know, try to make you smile. We have some good music, I hope, you know, with the program. And it just kind of all comes together. And the people that are finding it, you know, that have responded to us, it just really, really kind of cool. So, you know, so I just want you to know out there, you know, how much I appreciate it and how much it sort of keeps me going. And I get a lot out of doing this program. And I'm glad that you're along with us. This really means a lot to me and to everybody else that's part of this program, the regular contributors. You know, everybody gets buoyed by the kindness, right? And this is the way it should be, in my opinion. Also, we heard from Frederick up in NYC. He says, good morning, Kyle. 55 degrees, cloudy here in deep blue New York City. And just a reminder, I'm all tuned in every show for the great dialogue with your awesome guests. Yeah, I appreciate that. We got that from Frederick from before. And then he also sent in another one where he talked about the death of the ELO member. I think we will have an ELO song for tonight for sure. But we always appreciate hearing from Frederick every single time. So, and then, by the way, you know, we also heard the other day from listener Joan up in Seattle. And that is just, again, it just really makes things so much better here on the show. And as we go through the weekend edition, we hope that you stay with us here. All right. So once again, folks, we've got a lot happening. We talked about the anti-Semitism at the beginning of the program today. Let's listen in to a little bit of the White House press briefing when Corinne Jean-Pierre was asked to talk about the anti-Semitism problem that obviously is occurring and how the White House has been responding to it, especially in comparison to the White House typically bringing up issues with anti-Muslim issues. So let's listen in.
In the president's remarks yesterday, he's talking about Islamophobia on campuses.
Yeah.
Lately, we've been seeing a lot of vile anti-Semitic rhetoric on campuses. Does he think Islamophobia is just as big of a problem on campus as anti-Semitism?
The president's always going to call out all forms of hate, always. And he had an opportunity to speak to the country. And we have seen what's been going on these campuses. Americans have the right to peacefully protest within the law, as we have said. It is it's part of who we are as a country, as when we talk about our freedoms, our democracy, to disagree and agree with each other, even about this war. It is our right to do so. It is right for folks to do so. You got to do it peacefully. You got to do it within the law. And we have seen the anti-Semitism. And we have called that out over and over and over again. And we've seen a spike in anti-Semitism. The president has been very forceful about that. He talked about his plan to counter anti-Semitism. He had an opportunity, as he's talking to the country, the world, really, on what has been happening across the country on college campuses, to call out anti-Semitism, to say that Americans have the right to peacefully protest. And we also have to call out all forms of hate. I think, I believe, and I hope you would agree, Peter, that's an important thing for this president to do, if he has the opportunity to do that.
All right. So do you feel better now? I don't know if you feel better now, but this is, you know, kind of rambling to a great degree. And, you know, this is typical Karine Jean-Pierre. And, you know, right now, of course, the big issue, see, this is one of the reasons why the question was even asked, of course, because the big issue is the anti-Semitism that we're seeing. But the problem with this administration is that they cannot get around, they can't get around this notion that they constantly have to try to placate other groups. And it contained in this kind of response and the atmosphere of this, to me, it's kind of like, well, you know, we really don't want to elevate the anti-Semitism to a higher level, you know, such that so it looks like that we're kind of favoring it in the sense that we really got to do something about this. But goodness gracious me, you've got people who were, you know, stopping students on campus, not letting them get to class, not letting them move about because they were Jews. That's huge. That's huge. At the moment, and I don't think this should be done, by the way, I'm not saying it's prescriptive, but I'm just simply saying if you flip the script and if it was turned around, you'd say, okay, well, we have a group of Jewish students or others, doesn't matter, and they were impeding Middle Eastern students, you know, Iraqi or whatever, and whatever country someone may have come from the Middle East, and you impede them because you say, well, you know, we kind of hold you responsible for all the terrorists and stuff like that. Can you imagine the White House would be nationalizing the National Guard in a moment's notice, and they would be putting them on there on the campus and saying, this will not stand, and it would be a big deal. I'm not going to say what Joe Biden might say, but it would be a big deal, if you know what I mean. And, you know, but of course, in this case, it's kind of like, well, we got to remember that everybody's blah, 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 blah. That's just kind of wishy-washy, and it's part of their whole thing where they cannot get real about this stuff, because the moment they do that, they know that they are once again going to continue to drop in the polls of the young voters and so forth. And we've actually got a story about that as we move through the program this morning. But, you know, that's not what leaders do. Leaders don't do that. Leaders lead, and they make their case, and they convince people, and they make it stick. And they don't worry about, well, I don't know, some people who may not even really want to figure this stuff out, you know, they still just won't vote for me. So I guess I better just do what they want me to do, you know. Okay. That's not leadership. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. A busy stretch of southeastern Connecticut closed for an unknown amount of time while crews take down and rebuild an overpass that was damaged beyond repair when a gas tanker caught fire underneath it. It's estimated that about 180,000 people use that stretch of I-95 every day. The jobs report looking good for April, although employers didn't hire as many people as usual, they still added 175,000 jobs, much less than the 275,000 predicted. President Biden denouncing the protests on college campuses around the country, not for their message, but for their violence. Police have now been dispatched to several colleges to break up the protests. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back. So I got a question for you. Yes, I know it's early. It's not time for questions, but, but I can't help it. You're going to love this question that I have for you. And that is, would you like a Presidential Medal of Freedom? Would you like something like that? Well, it looks like Joe Biden was handing those things out earlier. And this is the, of course, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And guess who got them? Or at least among them were former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who says she's following, she will happily follow Hakeem Jeffries, right? When asked about all the brouhaha with Mike Johnson and whether or not he gets ousted. And she was talking about, you know, well, does she have anybody in mind or whatever, this kind of thing. Well, you know, I'll just follow Hakeem Jeffries. You know, that's the scary part right there, too. You know, we don't want to follow Hakeem Jeffries anywhere, if you ask me. But this from USA Today. President Joe Biden on Friday awarded 19 Americans the Presidential Medal of Freedom, including Democrat allies such as former Vice President Al Gore, former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Other recipients included former Secretary of State John Kerry and Representative Jim Clyburn, as well as Olympic swimming champion Katie Ledecky, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, actress Michelle Yeoh, former Senator Elizabeth Dole, Republican from North Carolina, of course, and talk show host Phil Donahue. Now, the Phil Donahue thing, I can see, right? I can see that. But, and of course, Phil Donahue, back in the day, you remember that it's kind of one of the shows that kind of started the afternoon, sort of talk format where they would, talk about some very, highly personal issues and so forth, and kind of had a gotcha thing with, bringing on some guests or whatever. But Donahue was a pioneer in all that. I don't know exactly where he was politically, but I think that, he certainly spawned a whole what seemed to be an industry of this thing. And I got to tell you, I can't mention Phil Donahue without mentioning Phil Hartman, who I think did a great impression back in the day on Saturday Night Live. Phil Hartman, of course, no longer with us, but you look back at some of his work and it's just hilarious. And it's poignant now because of how poor Phil Hartman wound up, obviously. I don't want to get into all that unpleasantness at this point. But what I'm talking about, though, of course, is you got Joe Biden giving out the Medal of Freedom to John Kerry. Now, here's my question. Will John Kerry toss the Medal of Freedom into the Potomac? because he took all his Vietnam ribbons, right? I remember back, during the election when they came up with a new term called swift boating, and they swift boated John Kerry. And I remember some of these interviews that they would play, and he'd be like, well, I had all these ribbons, and I threw, I don't know how many ribbons, I threw them away, and this kind of thing, because he was really, he's really taking a stand on stuff. But be that as it may, and all that aside, John Kerry has pushed, of course, the Iran deal. None of that is good for us. None of that's good for the world. In fact, I think it's more detrimental to the world. But yet, of course, they have sort of this big metal fest at the White House. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi and others that were there. So, if you'd like to get one of these, I don't know, they may be available at Costco sooner than later. I'm not sure. But at any rate, folks, welcome back to the show. Of course, Kyle Warren with you. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, telephone line, of course, 949-822-7959. First-time caller line, 822-7959, if you'd like to call in. And also, of course, we have the Donald Trump trial going on in New York City. And that continues, I think, to be perceived as a farce. You still have these very learned constitutional scholars that can't make heads or tails out of what the crime is here. They can't make heads or tails as to why this trial is going on. We understand Hope Hicks, of course, had testified, and some are saying, well, this is, she's connecting the dots here. The walls are closing in on Trump. I'm sure we'll hear a lot about the walls closing in. But from what I understand, the stuff with Hope Hicks, it doesn't really seem like it is as devastating to Trump, other than, simply continuing to establish the timeline. But from what I can make of this, you've got much more with Michael Cohen going on than you ever have with Trump. But this from Fox News: during the 11th day of the criminal trial in the case New York versus Trump, former Trump campaign and White House communications director testified that Michael Cohen, Trump's ex-lawyer, would often frustrate campaign staff and do things that were not helpful. It goes on the witness stand. Hope Hicks testified that Cohen used to like to call himself Mr. Fix-It, but it was only because he first broke it. Cohen's a central player and is expected to be the star witness for the Manhattan District Attorney's Bragg's case against the former president that he falsified business records connected to a payment made to an adult film actress, Stormy Daniels, to quiet her claims, alleging an illicit affair with Trump in the early 2000s. Cohen arranged and made the $130,000 payment to Daniels, who was then paid by Trump for what were listed as legal expenses, but which the prosecution alleges were reimbursements for the payments for Daniels. Trump has denied the affair and pleaded not guilty to the 34 criminal counts. All right, let's head over to the telephone lines. I think we got plenty of time in this segment. We got James in Clearwater giving us a call this morning. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Kyle. Seems like the Freedom Mail has now become a participation trophy.
That's right. I think that's a good way to describe it.
Well, I think back to Obama getting the Peace Medal for, and he's a guy that's launching all these drone strikes all over the world.
Right.
Oh, well. It used to be worth something, but, you know, it's kind of sad. But such as it is, such as life.
Yep, indeed. And John Kerry, I mean, okay. Come on, man.
Well, I don't even get started with him.
Yeah.
But I'll let you go on.
Hey, well, thanks.
I just had to say that.
Hey, no, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much, James. Have a great morning. Take care.
Sure thing. Great.
All right, James in Clearwater, everybody. I appreciate the call very, very much. That's right. Yeah. I know. Yeah, it could be a participation trophy at this point. I think that's hilarious. It really is. But of course, Donald Trump, talking about this trial, and again, it's being brought. He mentioned in some of his outside the courtroom remarks that this really should have been brought some 8 years ago if it was ever going to be brought at all. But here we go. And he also mentioned something else, which I think is really, really relevant. And that is, he says, I announced and then all this stuff starts happening. And once again, if you project into the future, you know, you're 50 years, 100 years, maybe 25 years, maybe 2 years from now. But generally speaking, it will be seen for what it is. You know, a lot of times we get a real perspective on history and we look back and we say, okay, I understand what this historical actor is doing. And it's more clear now how things were manipulated. It's more clear now. And see, this is one of the reasons why it's so important to teach history and to understand history and to be aware of how we view it. Because in the moment, sometimes things can be much more manipulated than perhaps they could ever be later on, because you have a lot more peer review of the whole thing, right? Somebody can have a cockamamie historical theory, and then you might have a bunch of other people that come up and go, nope, this can't be because this, this, and this. We have more information now about this, this, and that, and so forth. So we got a better perspective. But that perspective is so important because it will inform us now. It will inform us now in this moment. And when we watch what's happening with President Trump, that's what I'm talking about. We're informed now as to what's happening and why these other forces are aligning and coming against him and using these tactics. It's so obvious. You know what? One of my most favorite college professors I ever had was Western Civ. And he had this big, big board of stuff. And it was always confusing and all stuff written everywhere. He turned around to us one day and he said, you know, people haven't figured all this out yet. You might be able to have that perspective that actually unlocks in a historical event. I always carry that with me. I thought, that's right. Yeah, we can do stuff. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The sun is a mighty powerful heat, but it's almost impossible to go near the sun. The moon is more manageable.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
But a nice girl wouldn't tell you. All right, welcome back, everybody. Yes, the sun is a mighty heat. It is. Someone ought to make a movie about that. How mighty the heat of the sun, this kind of thing. All right, welcome back, everybody. Of course, Kyle Warren with you. Weekend Edition continues. Always good advice right there. Tell her about it. And we want to tell you about things here on the show. KyleWarrenShow.com is the website. You can head over there. You can send us a direct message. And you can also give us a telephone call if you're up early with us this morning on this wonderful Saturday morning, 949-822-7959. We got a great song coming up here in just a few moments, courtesy of Frederick in New York City, the big blue New York City, talking about ELO. And, of course, they just lost their longtime keyboardist, Richard Tandy, who just passed away. And so, yeah, we're going to have a great song in honor of him this morning. And thanks so much, Frederick, for that great suggestion. And we're going to get right to that here in just a few moments. But of course, again, this Trump trial that's happening is, again, I think a lot of people, you know, see it as, you know, for what it is, as a farce. They see it as, again, there are these things that are baked in, by the way, about Donald Trump. that perhaps unlike any other political candidate in the modern era, people already know, I think so many people have made up their minds about Trump, and I think that's just the way that it is from a political perspective or an electoral perspective. Now, the key is going to be those swing voters. The key is going to be being able to, and I think Trump is actually going down the right road for so many reasons right now. He's going down the road of talking about his record. Yes, he talks about Joe Biden and these other things, of course. And I think he's got to interject those things. People expect that, by the way, of Donald Trump. But he has this wonderful ability now, or this wonderful opportunity, to run on his record. Here's the way things were when I was president. Here's what we were doing. Here's how we were solving the problems. You know, I mean, maybe he just needs, you know, he could have a picture of Trump, you know, standing next to the, you know, to the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, like with a measuring stick and like says full, you know, and give the year. It was full this year. And now it's like, you know, very far down and not really going to be replaced anytime soon because it costs too much. You know, other kinds of things. Obviously, you've got that. You've got, of course, the border. You've got the Middle East. You know, you've got these wars that are happening. China is literally, you know, eyeing Taiwan now as never before. Certainly, you've got the economy, you've got inflation, you've got these protests, you've got this now this feeling like, okay, there are a lot of people in the woodwork. And, you know, they're coming out of the woodwork for these campus protests. And they're going to come out of the woodwork for other protests. You wait and see. I hate to say. But whether that be, you know, shopping or you know, some kind of, you know, ball games or, you know, stadiums, these kinds of things, just disrupting. Because they found now that they can get a lot of sympathetic response to some degree, and a great degree, from the Biden administration on this. In fact, the young Democrats, we understand this from The Hill. Young Democrat voters are sounding the alarm and warning President Biden that his reelection bid could be in jeopardy if he doesn't change course on the issues that matter most to them, including the war in Gaza. While they have soured on Biden on a range of issues from cost of living to climate issues, the rash of protests at college campuses around the country has been the latest point of contention with the president. He will lose the election if he decides to roll the dice and assumes that Gaza isn't at the top of minds right now, said Elise Josey, the executive director for Gen Z for Change, which was once run under the name TikTok for Biden. They were so mad they stopped calling it TikTok for Biden. Josey added that the last 6 months have seen, quote, an increasing pace of concern about the president. The crisis in Gaza has been a tipping point for many young voters, and some polls have shown support dissolving for Biden. This is why they have to always try to walk that line. And at the same time, they have to try to sort of placate everybody else with a tough law and order statement from the president. You know, we've got a nation of laws, and, you know, this is what we got to do, and this kind of thing. So they keep trying to walk this tightrope, which I don't know is going to be right. And by the way, this article mentions that they have issues with him about the climate. It's not because they think they're going crazy about the climate. It's because they're not, quote, going crazy about the climate, basically. And that's, I think, very telling as well. Because if and I don't think all young people think like this, by the way. I know this is, it's not representative of all young people. But if that's the case, then you're going to start seeing a greater deal of extremism about things like that. In fact, it's been morphing on these college campuses. They're talking about climate. They're talking about zero emissions. They're talking about all this stuff that has nothing to do with the operations going into Rafah and the general operations that went on in Gaza following the October 7th attack. So it all comes down to that. It all comes down to we want to control things. We are looking to establish a new hierarchy. We're looking to establish a new form of control. I won't say government, but form of control against Americans. And I mean, it's a tall order, but they seem to think we're going to get there at some point, even incrementally, and will continually be not just an irritant, but we're actually going to keep pressing until something actually breaks. And that, my friends, is, I think, again, part and parcel of trying to change the policy, not just change the policy, but also change, of course, America in a very, very fundamental way. And that's not good. All right. So thanks again to Frederick for suggesting this morning an ELO song after the passing of Richard Tandy, their longtime keyboardist, I believe, passed away at the age of 76, I believe. And this is a great song. It is a live version from O2 Stadium, Wembley Stadium, ELO's Telephone Line. Let's listen in.
Have you been all right through all those lonely, 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 lonely nights? That's what I'd say. I'd tell you everything if you'd pick up that telephone. Still the same. Don't you realize the things we did are for real, not a dream. I just can't believe they've all faded out of you. Oh, oh. Hey, yeah.
Folks, a little bit of ELO this morning. Richard Tandy, 76 years old, passed away, their longtime keyboardist. Thanks again to Frederick and NYC for the suggestion. Folks, we're climbing up to the top of the hour. And when we come back, we're going to continue talking about all these different things. So stay right there. Stay with us, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.